met him before, because he's been here in the past many years as one of the performers at our Kumsitz. And this year, Simcha Perkel has actually organized a group of performers tonight. Without any further ado, I would like to introduce you all to Simcha Perkel.
These things are attached. Good evening, everyone. Let's just get started. Let's go, Walker.
Yeah.
I would like to express my gratitude to Hashem. You know, when we plan a kumzitz, we plan a kumzitz weeks in advance, and we plan a kumzitz to take place some smack in the middle of the winter. And when you plan an event smack in the middle of the winter, you don't know, you know, what you're going to wind up with. You know, it's like throwing a dart, aiming for a dartboard, but wearing a blindfold. We had a lot of snow, we had a lot of impossibly cold days, we had icy days, and here we had, well, we have beautiful, wonderful day to be together. It's a real bracha. When I throw the dart, when I plan the event, I don't really feel I'm wearing a blindfold, because I'm confident that Hashem wants this event to happen. It's a beautiful event, and it's a pleasure to have you all with us. You know, I hope you all spent a really beautiful Shabbos. And, you know, one of the things we speak about on Shabbos, we highlight on Shabbos, we don't only remember the fact that Hashem created this world. That's, of course, a cornerstone idea of the Shabbos. It's easy to forget that Hashem created the world, because we live in a world where Hashem set things up so that they happen through what we call the law of cause and effect. So sometimes the fact that things happen through intermediary steps could make it appear that they, you know, they're kind of happening naturally. And then, well, the world is here by accident. So we need Shabbos. We don't just need Shabbos every once in a while. We need to experience Shabbos every week, so that we can keep fresh in our mind this idea that Hashem created the world. But idea number two, not only is that enough to know that Hashem created the world, we know Hashem created the world, we also have to realize that He's running the show. If we believe that Hashem created the world, but then He took off and He left the world, and after He created the world, He went to Miami, He's on vacation. You understand? So then we can't have a real relationship with Hashem. So sometimes we can observe certain things. You know, if we think about it, we can always find the fingerprints of Hashem everywhere we look. But sometimes special things happen that make it more obvious. I'll give you an example of one special thing that happened that, you know, was for me, it was like a healthy reminder. I speak once a month out in New Jersey in a nursing home, and I was out there about 6 weeks ago, and I've been doing this for about 5 years, so I know some of the staff. So I schmoozed with some of them. So as soon as I walked in last time that I came to speak, this one of the staff people, a woman in her 60s, she comes over to me and she says, "Rabbi, I got married 1 month ago." I said, "Really?" I said, "Wow." I said, "Congratulations." I said, "How'd you meet the guy?" So she told me how she met the guy. You see, last year, if you all remember, it was a brutal, really frigid winter. And last December, her boiler broke. Her boiler in her home broke. And it was freezing. Her teeth were chattering. So what do you do when your boiler breaks and it's freezing outside? What do? You call the plumber. So she said, "I called the plumber." And the plumber came and he fixed my boiler and we got married. I don't know if she was concerned in case it would break again, she'd have somebody to fix the boiler. She got married. You understand? Now I want you to, you know, think about it. You know, supposing last December, if we would have been in her home when her boiler broke and she was freezing, and you would have told this lady, "You know something? There's a God in this world. And everything that happens, happens for a reason. And we don't understand the reason, but it's always for the best." And you would have told the lady, "You know something? I don't know why it was best that your boiler broke, but Hashem, it's all for the best." She would have said, "You're crazy. You're out of your mind. You're telling me that? And I'm freezing the boiler, but you're telling me that's all for the best." Now she will tell you that the fact that the boy was broke was the best thing that happened in her life. You understand? There's a lot of things that happened. There was a woman who went to the, I don't know how many of you, I imagine most of us have been to the Western Wall. There was a woman who was looking to get married, was having a hard time finding a shidduch. So she went to the Western Wall to daven. And this woman, she wanted to say psalms, she wanted to say tehillim by the wall. But she happened to be a woman who was, on the short side. So she had, the shelf with the tehillim books were positioned, were too high for her to reach, and she didn't want to bother anybody. She didn't know what to do. She wanted to say tehillim. So she saw, there's a mechitza, there's a divider between the men's side and the women. So she saw that right next to the wall on the men's side, there was some guy who was very tall, who she could see, from her side of the mechitza. So she walked over to the guy and said, "Could you please bring me a book of Psalms?" So the guy, he brought her a book of Psalms, and she took the Psalms and she went to the wall, and she was davening and davening and davening, and then, she finished. And then when she finished, on her way out, it just so happens, quote unquote, that the guy left it around the same time, and she saw him and she said, "Thank you very much for the book of Psalms." And they got to talking. Not only did they're still talking because they got married. You understand that? See what I want you to know, there's a reason why I decided to start off our Kumsitz tonight by telling you about two examples of divine providence that are about weddings, about marriages, about shidduchim. I'll tell you why I chose this topic. Because we have with us tonight a very special individual, Yosef Veltman, who just became a chassan. Right here, there he is. Please stand up. Yosef Veltman is a chassan. We've been close to him for many years. He's originally from Odessa, Russia. He grew up, in Odessa, Russia. I don't think there was a Jeff in Odessa. Was there a Jeff over there?
We're working on it.
So Yosef came, he left Odessa. First he went to Australia. He had a little bit of a Jewish education there. And now he settled down here in Westchester. And he comes to our Monday night class every week. He comes to our lectures. He's into it. He has a love for Torah. And he found a wonderful woman. They just got engaged. She shares that love for Torah. And they hope to build a beautiful Torah home together. So we want to say to you, Yosef, and to your Kala, a big, gigantic mazel tov. We hope you're
Rabbi Zaitchik asked me before to... Who's that? Dan, who is this? Yeah? And I'm saying Rabbi Zaitchik asked before that we should introduce ourselves. So I'm going to just have my 2-year-old son do it. So just bear with him. He's going to cover the whole room. Give me a minute. Anyhow, just starting from the end, just want to introduce the collaborators here on this wonderful event. Start from the end.
Yeah. Hi, so I'm Naftali Perkel. I'm Sifa's nephew, and it's a pleasure to be here, a pleasure to be with you all. I hope everyone has an amazing night.
Shabbat Tov, everybody. So wonderful to be here. Thank you to the Heislers for hosting this incredible event.
Well, what is your name, by the way?
My name is Josh Zaitchik. It's not my first JEB event, but I have to say the last JEB Kumsitz I was at was many years ago. And since that time, I found an amazing wife. I had 3 kids. I moved to London. And it's wonderful to have come back now to the States and to be so close, to be able to join this event tonight. So thank you so much for having me and my family here.
Welcome.
So I have the exact same story besides the London part. I've also been part of the Jeb Chester family for a long time. Also got married, 3 kids. But didn't move to London. I've just stayed here. Simcha Perkel. Nice to meet everyone. Before I got to say hello to some people at the end, I hope I get to speak to more of you. Definitely a lot of regular faces that I know and some new ones as well. Really happy to be here and excited to see what happens tonight. I really enjoy the Kumsitz style because it leaves a lot of room for interpretation, improv, serendipity, the Hebrew word, hashgacha pratis, see what God wants to send. You know, when you get ready for a performance at a symphony orchestra, you're going to put on a philharmonic, you know, everything's exactly calculated. So the conductor is standing there, and he decides exactly every single second, millisecond, every movement of every instrument, and generally it'll come out, you know, there are obviously exceptions, generally come out just as he planned. I enjoy the Kumsitz because it's just a little time to go unplugged, just get together, see who walks in the room, get the energy, feel it, have that energy go back and forth, get the crowd involved, and just see where it goes. Get to see where Hashem wants to lead us. A lot of times we're planning, we're, trying to execute our plans, and nice to get together at a Kumsitz and just see what happens. So I hope we enjoy tonight, and I hope we get to know each other a little better and a little deeper, and hand the floor over to my right-hand man.
I'm Yaakov, right? Thank you, my parents told me that. I mean, I've read, this is my 8th year coming to this Kumsitz, and look forward to it every year. That, literally, without exception, every single year, look forward to it. I also started out here single in yeshiva, found myself a wonderful wife, then I got married. I got married, Baruch Hashem, I had 2 kids, moved out to New City, and also really, really love this event. Love the Kumsitz style because we don't have time to practice. So it's great. Thank you. Thanks for having us, and hope everybody enjoys.
Test 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2. 1 2 1 2 testing 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2. Sound check 1 2. It makes us seem much more professional if we do this, if we test the sound, so we're set. Dad, thumbs up. We're set. It's always good to bring, by the way, a lot of your family, because they're blunt. If it doesn't sound good, they're the ones who are going to tell you. Thanks, Dad. All right, let's get going.
Hey, just a late-breaking news bulletin. You know, we were talking about getting married, pastors and stuff, and I spoke about Joseph Amakosik. It seems that this whole conversation has proven contagious. Because you know who just walked in? Yosef's son, David, who's engaged to a wonderful power. And they just walked in and they both came tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah. We want to thank you both. Mazel tov. Mazel tov.
We were just talking about serendipity. We're switching up the song back to another wedding song. Here we go. What, Your Honor? Straight? Here's a serendipity. Here we go.
They say E minor.
Give me a second.
E minor. Second.
Just come with me. Just follow me. Here we go.
Follow
me, because it's gonna work out. It's a whole different way of singing. I'm singing high. Here we go. Chasson Kahl walks in, we'll go back to this.
Bad joke.
Okay, we'll get into that, but we're not ready yet. We're still getting a little lively. One thing we all want to do, we all want to get close. We all essentially want to return. You know, I had the thought, I was thinking a little bit over Shabbos. Why is it? What's a model we can think about when we're trying to understand why is it that when we're just doing the right thing, when we're making the right choices, just doing the right thing, because we're making so many choices all the time, somehow you make one good choice and it leads to another, and one more after that, and you get in the groove and things just start feeling right. And you're just doing the right thing, and you just, what is it? What's a model we can think about? The Torah outlines, we've been talking about, the Torah outlines a path for us to follow. It's the recipe for success. It's the recipe for happiness, But how does that work? What's a way we can think about it? So just over Shabbos, I was just thinking about the idea of a circuit. An electrical circuit. You have an electrical circuit, it's a loop. And when everything's connected in that loop, when all the different switches and... I'm not really an electrician or any sort of electrical engineer, but you know what I'm talking about. It's a loop, and when everything's going correctly and everything's all connected, it just flows. There's a flow. You get into that flow state. The electricity's just flowing. You know, I was thinking, just a way I could, pardon the pun, connect with the idea of how when I am making those good choices and following the recipe, it's keeping me connected with the Torah, keeping me connected with God, and just you're in sync because the energy is just going in that circle, in a flow. And that's what pulls us back, because when we start veering off the path, just even a little bit, you get a little break, a little fault in the, and you start veering off, all of a sudden, there's another one. It just, things start acting funny. You know, when there's a little, you know, back to our parable of the electrical circuit, when there's just any little thing wrong in that circuit, funny things start to happen. Lights start flickering, they go on and off, you can't even understand it, what's going on. And like, I feel like that's like life. When we start making just a couple of wrong decisions and we're going in that direction, sometimes we can't figure out what's wrong, you know, but then again, when we're back on the upswing, and we're making those good choices, we're back in the flow. We're getting connected to ourselves. We're getting connected to that Torah. We're getting connected to God. These are really the words of Chazal, the words of our sages, when they say that really it's all one. Of course, God is one. But there's another saying of Chazal, our great rabbis, the essence of the Torah, that the Jews, Yisrael, Kodesh Brichu, Boraisa, V'Yisrael, Chadhu, Hashem, and the Torah, and the Jewish nation, it's really all one. There's a oneness, there's a connectedness. So when we're connected to Torah and we're connecting to God, we're connecting back. We're connecting with others because all of the Jewish nation is one. That's why we're in a room, some of you I've never met before in my life, and already I feel connected. We're in a room together, and we feel like we've known each other forever, because really we have, we are really all one. Like, actually one of my nephews, he always jokes, you know, if he meets when he meets a new person, or like, you know, they have that thing, oh, do I know you from somewhere? He's like, yeah, I think I saw you at Sinai. So, I think that's why I always connect with the song in the words of course, Hashivenu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva. God, return us. Hashivenu Hashem Elecha, return us to you, V'Nashuva, and then we'll return. Help us return. We're going to get connected. We want to get connected back. When I hear those words, it just brings me back. Let's get back into it. Here we go. Hashivenu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva, Chadei Shemenu Kekedem. Renew our days like the early days. Let's get back to those. Remember the halcyon days of youth when things were simple? You know? Remember the old days? Let's get back. Let's get connected. Who composed this song? He tells a little story of when he composed it. You know where he composed this song? He calls it, you know, in the coziest place in the world, in the Beis Medrash. That's where he composed this song. He was sitting and learning in the study hall. He was learning Torah, and this song just came to him. It's a beautiful song. You hear these words, Lamancha. Mancha Elokeinu, we want to do everything for you, Hashem. It's the words we say in Slichos. Brings us back to those days of the Yom Noraim, the high holidays, or Shani Yom Kippur. Kind of goes back to what I said before. When you're doing the right thing, when you're in the study hall, powerful things happen. Yeah. little song I sing sometimes, putting kids to sleep. It's part of Kriya Shema, Shalomita, part of the prayers we say when we go to sleep. Shem Hashem talks about how when we go to sleep and it's dark outside and it's a little scary, it's a little cold, gotta cuddle under that blanket, things are dark, we're nervous, you know who's there to protect us? Shomer Yisrael, guardian of all Israel. Because the Pasuk tells us that you know who protects us at night? Really all the time. But specifically, when we're laying down to sleep. It says that God surrounds us with angels, and at the head is Hashem. He's right there with us. He's protecting us as we go to sleep. And we wake up in the morning, refreshed. It's all with God's help.
Of course, that's in our best interest. No, we're not, Hashem doesn't need a fan club. Hashem, you know, he gives us the Torah, he gives us the way of life, and we're the beneficiaries. So it's a healthy idea to try to focus on what can I do? What can I do to serve Hashem? So Simcha, when he said that, he reminded me of a guy who I used to go to yeshiva with. His name was Michael. He studied in yeshiva for many years. When he left yeshiva, he's a brilliant, brilliant guy. He became an accountant. He had a family. And unfortunately, I'm making a long story very, very brief. But this Michael, unfortunately, developed some symptoms. He wound up having a bunch of tests. He was in Einstein Hospital in the Bronx. And one Sunday night, I went to pay him a visit. It was a rainy night. I went to see him. When I walked into the room, there was nobody else in the room except Michael, who was lying in his bed. And soon after I arrived, his telephone rang. He picked it up. And the person calling was his doctor, who unfortunately had very bad news for Michael. I mean, really bad news. And, you know, I felt kind of uncomfortable, like, you know, I was there, I was talking to the doctor. So when he hung up the phone, Michael said the following words. I still remember him saying those words. He said, "I've never been in this position before, and I don't really know how I can best serve Hashem in this new situation." So he figured out how to serve Hashem in this new situation. I'll tell you how. Unfortunately, his disease progressed. He wound up in Sloan Kettering. And while he was in Sloan Kettering, he went through a lot of agony. And I don't have to tell you, because you already know, that when someone is in pain, it's very, very difficult, even if you're a kind person, it's very difficult to tune into someone else's pain or need. Person's in pain. So Michael was going through what he was going through, and he had a nurse in Sloan Kettering who was on the staff, and she was taking care of him. And she, in her conversation with him, he found out that the nurse that was taking care of him was single. And he thought, a Jewish single girl looking for a shidduch, and he remembered one of his friends, an older guy in our yeshiva, who was having a hard time finding a shidduch. And there, Michael, lying on his bed, he thought, I'm going to make a shidduch between a nurse and my old buddy's having a hard time finding a shidduch. And he made the suggestion. The couple got engaged. I was at their wedding. And you know who else was at their wedding? Michael was wheeled in, hooked up to everything that you could imagine. He was all hooked up, and he was there. And in all of his pain, he was glowing.
Wow.
So I want you to know, Michael, he's not with us anymore. Olav HaShalom. But I told you about the fact that he made a shidduch. He made a shidduch, and the guy who he made the shidduch for, his old buddy, the couple, they moved out to New Jersey. He became a Rebbe in yeshiva, and now they have 9 kids. They have 9 kids. And where Michael is now in Shomayim, you can be sure that he's still glowing. You can be sure that Hashem is rewarding him for the fact that he cared so much amidst his own pain. We should all be zolcha, we should all merit sharing simchas together with Hashem.
Just need time. It's over the time. Just stick with my
predicament.
Yeah, here we go. one original composition here. Talk about the power of influence and the power of belief. I was at a Kumsitz. Speaking of the power of Kumsitz, I was once at a Kumsitz with A.B. Rottenberg. If anyone knows him, he's put together composed a lot of beautiful Jewish songs, Journeys, and I don't know, I'm not going to go through the whole litany. If you know him, if you know the name, you know him. Anyhow, very special Jewish composer, some great songs. And I was at the Kumsitz, and at the Kumsitz, he was talking about, make a long story short, he said, he says, tunes are easy to make. It's words that are, when you're writing a song like with English words, it's hard to put together the words. You know, that's the hard part for me. But he says, tunes are easy. So I went home and I said, oh wow, tunes are easy. Okay, let me just compose something. And this is what came out.
Shani 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 Shani
know those words. Mishenichnas Adar, when Adar comes in, Marbin Besimcha. We increase. We increase the simcha. So someone once said, you know, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbin Besimcha. When Adar comes, we increase the simcha, increase the happiness. And there is a time when Av, when the month of Av comes, Tisha B'Av is there, it's a sad time, it's a sad month, Mematim B'Simcha, we limit the Simcha. He said, he pointed out that Simcha is always there. We raise the volume, we lower the volume, but the power is always on. Power comes from Simcha, and if you look in the Holy Sfarim, in the Torah, whenever it talks about Simcha, for example, in the Orcha Siddiqim, one of the Holy Sfarim, one of the Holy Torah books that discusses different topics, when it talks about Simcha, what's it all about? It's all about bitachon. It's all about trust in God. If we trust in God, we have that consistent feeling that God will take care of things. That's what gives us that equilibrium, that balance, to always have that power on. The simcha is there. It's consistent. And there's a time to raise it. We have weddings coming up. It's an exciting time. We're going to raise the simcha. When Adar's coming, we're going to raise the simcha. Power's always on. Let's go one more time. Shami, 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 Dove. Have a great week.
What a thank you, guys. They were awesome.
Amazing, amazing.
These guys are
so
like,
amazing.
Like good teeth and fine wine. It gets better every year. And everybody is invited.
Thank you.